Hello, this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches.
Last month, we traveled to Danbury, Connecticut to complete training to be health rhythms facilitators. Our trainers were Dr. Barry Bittman, a neurologist, and Christine Stevens, a music therapist and social worker, who together developed Health Rhythms Group Empowerment Drumming. This is a research-based group drumming protocol which has been demonstrated to have health and wellness benefits by using the drum as a tool for connection, communication, and personal expression. This program is in partnership with REMO, a maker of drums and other world percussion instruments.
We spent a weekend with 90 other people and had so much fun learning the art of facilitating this amazing way of working with groups.
We got to drum all weekend. What a great idea.
It was just so much fun.
It was.
We were so excited to learn about facilitating drum circles so that we could offer this to the groups we're working with. And what we discovered was that Health Rhythms offers so much more than just drumming with groups. It is also a way to bring a sense of inner balance to the many challenges of life.
Absolutely. And at the training, we met nurses, counselors, teachers, music therapists, as well as professional drummers who were inspired to bring this back to their communities. And we came back inspired to integrate what we learned into the work we are doing, as well as offer it to groups and organizations.
This form of drum circle is very unique. And I know we found that both just so cool, how it focuses on empowerment, not performance. So it's not like you have to know how to drum.
Right.
So anyone can participate, regardless of musical background. Carl Brune, the father of the music making and wellness movement, states, "Recreational music making encompasses enjoyable, accessible, and fulfilling group music-based activities that unite people of all ages, regardless of their challenges, backgrounds, ethnicity, ability, or prior experience." Now, that's a big quote, but basically saying anybody can do this.
Absolutely. And we found that to be the case. Another thing he goes on to say is, from exercise, nurturing, social support, bonding, and spirituality, to intellectual stimulation, heightened understanding, and enhanced capacity to cope with life's challenges, the benefits of recreational music making extend far beyond music. It ultimately affords unparalleled creative expression that unites our bodies, minds, and spirits.
And this reminds me of the video they showed us at the training of it was like a nursing care facility.
Yeah.
And this woman who just started playing with her own way, was like her tips of her fingers. And you could just see she was so enraptured with what she was doing.
Yes, it was fun.
And, you know, being a part of this sort of drum circle could be compared to mindfulness practice in the sense that it, like bringing awareness to the breath, you're just being with the sensation of movement and sound. There's no sense of judgment about what you're doing.
Yeah, I agree completely. And I know that you and I really appreciate the group's emphasis on wellness, creative self-expression, and personal empowerment.
Especially that key belief that they kept teaching around, that the drum circle is also a living metaphor of working together and supporting each other with a deliberate sense of meaning and purpose.
Yeah, we really definitely found that to be the case for all of us at the training.
Yes, absolutely.
And what we learned about facilitating these drum circles is that often the experiences in the drum circle can be metaphors for what's going on in our lives. For example, when we focus too much on performing and on getting it right, we often get tensed and stressed and worry about whether we are playing as well as others around us. Recognizing this, we can then identify how it shows up in our lives as being overly self-conscious, worrying too much about what others think of us, or being perfectionistic, or having difficulty relaxing or letting go. In the drum circle, when we can become aware of these experiences, we can then soften our expectations, take a deep breath, and just get back to the beat with a group. And in doing so, feel a sense of support and connection.
And these drum circles also help with what we want to strengthen in ourselves, such as playfulness, intuition, creativity, connection, focus, and acceptance. This is reflected in the philosophy that we all have within us the capacity to take responsibility for our own wellness and to transform our lives. And this program provides the tools to do this through the synergy and support of the group.
That is so true about the healing potential of groups.
just thinking about the experiences we had, what's one thing that stands out to you that we learned or activity that we did?
One of the activities was an icebreaker where the focus was just on being silly, you know, with just going mm-hmm. around the group and passing a shaker around the mm-hmm. group. And
I love that one.
It was so much fun.
I love that one because one of the things we learned actually as facilitators was our job was to actually make a mistake very quickly so that nobody felt like they were on the spot. It wasn't about, again, it was really to model and teach that this wasn't about performance. It was about having fun. It was about doing it together. And that was just an incredible experience. We were all just dying laughing.
Yes. And so great, too, because groups can motivate people to do so many new things, not feel so alone, learning from one another.
And this is what we are finding in any type of group we facilitate at our workshops and trainings.
We look forward to offering Health Rhythms workshops for employee wellness, team building, creativity development, healthy empowerment for teens, working with women's groups, men's groups.
So please definitely contact us to provide a Health Rhythms experience for your group or organization. We look forward to drumming with you sometime. Hope you have enjoyed this podcast. And until next time, be well.